Seven knife and hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Dennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Seven knife and hell is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Scott and Flo's Seven Knife and Hell is episode 237. Bears get a dub. Two dubs in a row. It's the first time in 2 years that the Bears have two dubs in a row. They win this one 28-13 against the Detroit Lions. That's also two division wins for Matt Eberflus after going 0-4 in the division play. He's got two in a row after beating the Vikings week before last. And it's your guy, Scott and Flows. You know, to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BarbersChairScott, at Flows Andolini, at BarbersChairNet on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. We are here, man. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm going to keep it very, honest with the public out there. I'm kind of smacked. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm a little drunk. Yeah. But we're going to get through this because I want y'all to get some content. We're going to do initial thoughts and we'll get into more of a breakdown into the game. What did you think about it?
Well, for one, I didn't have the privilege of Scott's vantage point of being at the, what should we call it, the press box, because we got there and my exhaust straight up fell off my car. Snapped. I don't know if somebody's trying to steal the catalytic converter or something, and it just snapped eventually, but it was a nasty business. So I had to watch it from home. And the vantage point of my home from home was, one, this was a great win. It was fun to just see, but man, it still could have even been so much more offensively. There's no reason this game shouldn't have been a 4-touchdown game, difference. I mean, they won by 15, so that's still good, but it should have been more than that. That being said, the defense played phenomenally, stopping a high-powered offense like the Lions. Justin Fields looked great. He was literally maybe a couple of throws away from being just having a ridiculous passing game, but there could even been more calls, more plays. A lot of them were just stupid plays that made them not be as effective as they should have been. But yeah, I mean, and of course, when they win, the first thing on my mind is hot takes. Like, oh man, Flus can stay. No, I've calmed down.
Okay, can I say this about Flus? If I want to be, I'm not saying he can stay. I still want him to go. But I do feel like Flus is starting to earn his keep a little bit. I'll say that because they've been able to bounce back from how bad they were. They were 0-4. They had no wins. They have 5 wins. You know, me and you said they were going to win 7 in preseason. Yeah. They're 2 wins away from that, 4 games. All they got to do is go 500, and they'll meet our game prediction. If they told me, yo, Flus has got enough wins, he's done, and the defense has been phenomenal. He's been calling the plays. He's been calling the plays. And I also think that's part of Montez Sweat, which you were very wrong about. Tez has been a monster. Tez has 10.5 sacks this season. He's been great, and I feel like it's made the rest of the defense great. Yannick Ngakoue got a sack. Justin Jones got a sack. Shout out to Gervonta Dexter. He's been hooping the last couple weeks. He got a sack. And I think that's all because of the Tez effect. So because he's been calling those plays too, if they told me, I still want him gone. If they told me we're going to keep Flus, we're going to get an actual offensive coordinator, you can sell me on that depending on how they finish these next 4 games. So I do got to shoot Flus a little bit of bail considering the situation he was in, considering they only won 3 games last year. They're at 5. Ryan Poles has been showing a lot of teeth. He was happy last week. He picked up Justin Fields. He was happy again today. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a good win for the Bears because if you want to be real about it, we should have swept the Lions.
Yeah.
We should have swept. We said this beginning of the season.
Should be win 6. Absolutely.
This should be win 7. Because if they had to beat the Broncos, they would be the 6th seed right now. If they held on to them, they would be in the playoffs. So you can look at it as they blew it, but you can also look at it as a positive thing. Well, this team is not that far away from being competitive. And if you look at the landscape of the NFC North, the Packers ain't running away with nothing. Detroit not running away with nothing. If I'm going to be real, Detroit, y'all going home the first week.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is huff.
Yeah.
Like we've been saying, he's been bad again. He was second game in a row he's been bad. He's thrown 5 interceptions against the Bears in these 2 games he's played against them. He was bad last week against New Orleans. He was bad against Green Bay. He's not good. So if you're another team out there, if you're an NFC team that's an NFC playoff defense, you're salivating to play Jared Goff. Yeah. So they play well. They have 2 division wins in a row. Now you get to go on the road. Now, this is going to be a test next week. Cleveland can't score, but that's the best defense in the NFL. So that's going to be a test. That's going to be an ugly game. But, you know, DJ Moore had 6 receptions, 68 yards, a touchdown. He also carried the ball 3 times, 20 yards, a touchdown. Justin, 12 carries, 58 yards, touchdowns. He was 19 for 33, 233 yards, 1 touchdown. Like you said, he could have did more. There was a couple penalties that killed it. You know, there was a tip ball that would have been a massive completion. He's been great. I really, really like what I saw. This is probably the best win from this team all season. I was really proud of what I saw, and I'm really excited to see how they finish the rest of the season. We know they're going to have the number 1 draft pick. Carolina lost again today. That's pretty much all but solidified. But I'm at the point right now where if Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren have any eyes, you build around this kid. You get the right offensive people around this kid. You don't trade him. Because I'm telling you right now, if you trade Justin Fields, this will be the biggest mistake in franchise history, even bigger than drafting Mr. Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and over Patrick Mahomes. This will be the biggest mistake because he's going to light it up somewhere else. I do not believe in Caleb Williams, especially I don't believe in Caleb Williams with the Chicago Bears. No. This will be a massive step, and I hope that that Poles and Warren have eyes, and then you can just trade that pick for even trade that pick for a massive, ransom. You know, New England wants that pick. Trade with New England. New England goes number 1. Knows number 1. Then you can get Super Marvin number 2. I'm not buying Marv talking about he don't know if he's coming out because he want to beat Michigan. I'm not buying that at all. He's coming out. That's what you should do. So this game to me was a double win because the Bears win. They show improvement and just feels balled out.
Yeah, I think so too. If I cannot imagine a scenario where this franchise isn't set back just exponentially if you trade Justin Fields. Justin Fields has just shown so much growth in this year as a team. And I dare say those first 3 games were the result of coaching more so than they were on Justin Fields. Because if you want to ask, can he make tight throws? Yeah. Are you wondering, will he always throw them? I understand. That's a fair assessment. But you're talking about, does he have the skill, the ability? I mean, even something as a free play touchdown. When is the last time the Bears had a free play touchdown?
Never. And that was impressive.
The Bears have been burned by free play touchdowns from Green Bay for years. He may be the greatest free play touchdown thrower ever because he knows the moment, and his teammates know, his wide receivers, his skill players, they know as soon as they jump, run. And you saw that from DJ Moore. DJ Moore, I think he was talking to Kevin Fishbane. He was like, as soon as I saw that they jump, I was like, whoop, I'm going. Meep, meep. That was his exact words. And I was like, yeah, go. As soon as someone jumps, everything becomes a go route. Because if it gets picked off, it doesn't count. If it's a touchdown, decline it, it does count. Like, a free play is one of the most – you have to take advantage of that, of the free play. Everything is a go route. And the defense knows if we pick it off, it doesn't matter. And so that's why I was so happy to see something like that. Justin threw it on a dart, threw it on a rope. I was impressed. And it's funny thing is, after a win, I've never felt myself be more, wow, I don't have much to say than I do right now. I'm upbeat, but also it's not that I'm speechless, but it's like, all right, time to work. That's all I have. All I have is time to work. You know what you have. Montez Sweat is a dog. Home run signing by Poles. It's clear Poles isn't going nowhere. I won't even.
And honestly, Poles has done well.
Poles has done well. You know, I get on him a lot, but he has done well. So he's not going nowhere. I still would fire Matt Eberflus. It is nothing against him because the only thing I would do with him is make him defensive coordinator. But not many coaches are going to take a step down.
Yeah, he's not going to get demoted to
DC. Not many coaches are going to take a step down, a demotion, and view it as a positive. For me, it would be a positive logically because, well, nigga, you should have been fired. And so you're lucky you're still here. That's not going to happen. But if he manages to get a 6th and a 7th win, he's not going to go anywhere. This would be his second season, right?
Yes, the second season. Go ahead. Does Kevin Warren have a little bit of Jed Hoyer in him? like with the David Ross thing. David Ross wasn't bad last year. David Ross had the Cubs in NL Central contention, but he's like, yo, Craig Counsell may be the best manager in baseball, so I'm gonna have to like, you know, cut it loose because I feel better. So it's something. Is Kevin?
How much I don't pay attention to the Cubs. I had no clue David Ross wasn't there.
That's hilarious. Yeah, they fired that nigga like to get Craig Counsell. So like. The thing is because we keep hearing about how Kevin Warren isn't happy about this. Kevin Warren, I've been hearing it louder and louder. Kevin Warren wants to merge the business, have the business be as good as the football. Is he going to look at this like, yeah, Eberflus didn't have a bad year. We improved. We got better. We won more games than we won last year, especially how starting off where they started 0-3, 0-4. He rallied the troops. We got better coaches out there. But if you're going to do that, I feel like it has to be like a proven coach. So it has to be like somebody like a Jim Harbaugh if you do something like that.
Yeah.
And so that's really just about what kind of time is Kevin Warren on. But if this season, let's say, if they at least go 7-9 the rest of the year, and you tell me we're going to keep Flus, we're going to get an actual offensive coordinator, you can sell me on that. If you're keeping Justin. If you decide to go, yo, we going Caleb, then Caleb needs a new person.
My thing is, there's nothing that Caleb Williams has done this season for me to want to move to him. I don't think so. And barring a collapse from Justin Fields in the final four games, I would not move on from him. Realistically, as I look at the schedule, I'm predicting the Bears get two more wins. A win versus the Cardinals and a win versus the Falcons. The Browns are trying their hardest to be in the playoffs right now, and they're going to play their butts off, and I assume
did they lose today?
They won.
Who did they play?
I have no clue. Joe Flacco threw three touchdowns. It won't affect It won't affect his ranking. He'll be in the nasty man ranking regardless.
Where is Justin Fields on your tiers this week?
He's A right now. He's responsible for almost all of the yards of the team. Two touchdowns was... Didn't Cole Kmet drop a big catch?
Big catch. That'd have been his third touchdown.
So, ugh, just nasty. So, he would be A. He won't be first because I'm pretty sure I would put Lamar Jackson or Matt Stafford at first. As of now, because I don't think Brock Purdy did too much this week. Of course, I'm waiting for him, you know, Dak to come back and do his thing.
Yeah, we got to see MVP Dak
tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, I say that to say, as of right now, Justin would definitely be A-tier. He played lights out. You know, and that's one of those games where, like, he takes off athletically against the Lions, and I have no clue why. That's like, oh, it's time to me to be, you know, all-American, all-world. So, but, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It would – I think the Bears have – to wrap what I was saying, the Bears have something to cook with. You know what I'm saying? And it lets us know that they're just not far away as we thought. And it's – but that's what we thought at the beginning of the year. You know, exactly. When they were sucking, exactly. We were like, why is this happening?
Right.
And we were like, this doesn't make any sense. They're not that far away. And we were absolutely correct. I mean, you look at the Green Bay game, and it was just a nasty game. Nothing was working right, and we should have never let Green Bay score as much as they did. But it was a defensive problem, and it seems like Flus has learned how to make this defense work. Versus Tampa Bay, I don't think they were ever in it. Kansas City, they were never in it. Denver, terrible. Washington, they won. Minnesota, they shouldn't have lost. Las Vegas, they won. Los Angeles was just a nasty game.
Nasty game because of Bajan. And a lot of y'all was really serious about that Tyson Bajan thing. The more I see Justin Hoop, the more I'm like, y'all was serious.
New Orleans, they should have won. Detroit,
New Orleans, they should have won. Detroit, they should have won.
You know what I'm saying?
They left like four wins on the table.
Absolutely. So, I think if they – those two games I just mentioned, they're sitting at freaking seven wins right now. And we're thinking, all right, man, we're still in the hunt. So, you know, Bears, then of course, they're in a tougher spot now because that pick, it ain't top 10 no more or won't be top 10 probably by the end of the season.
Who, the Bears? Oh, yeah. That's why I'm saying they got to maximize that first. Because honestly, you got to look at it like this. With the flash that Justin's on, now that you know that you're not going to have a top five pick as your own pick, you need to trade that to get other picks.
Yeah,
because you still need that interior offensive line is still not good.
I cut you off.
I was just gonna say we can sit up here and talk about Braxton Jones all day. He ain't good.
No,
he's not good.
He's
like
serviceable, but he's
like, he's serviceable. He's not good. Darnell Wright, dog.
Yeah,
Kevin Jenkins, dog. Nate Davis is good. You need you a dog up there.
Yeah, I was talking to Mikey about it, and I was like, With Braxton Jones, I would let him stay for another year or two because the most immediate concern offensively, offensive line-wise, is center. I would preferably
They need a new center so bad. Lucas Patrick is trash.
No great centers in the first round that you would spend a pick on. And so I would end up – you got to get, you know, MHJ. You got to get Super Marv. And then you'll probably get that three technique from Illinois I forgot his name, Newton or something. He's a great three tech outside guard shoulder if you're wondering what the three tech is. I think he ran a little bit of two eye tech, but I'm not 100% sure. So, you know, I'm that would be my pick with my the first, you know, if I was them, their first two second, their two first round picks. And then second round, I would look into a center and then look into a safety. And so if we were to trade that number one pick, if they were to trade that number one pick, I would trade it to the Patriots because I know they would. They want Caleb Williams immediately, and they know other teams are going to clamor for that pick because they know once again, Chicago don't want that pick. They're willing to trade it, so they trade it. It would be most beneficial if you trade it to the Patriots because the Patriots have no clue. If I'm the Bears, I would not tell them I'm moving. That I'm not. I'm sticking with Justin because if them, I'm like, I'm not trading that pick. You have to make it seem that you are going to absolutely take a quarterback.
Yeah, because then they're like, we'll just settle for Drake May.
Exactly. You have to absolutely tell them that you're taking a quarterback because the Patriots will think, oh, it's a sense of urgency. I need to move up and get that pick. In addition to that, I need to stop other teams from getting that pick. So they move up and take it. You end up getting a second pick. With the second pick, and you're probably going to get yourself another second rounder in addition to a player from the Patriots because that's a first-round pick. You get him, and then you get more, so Super Marv, and then you get a second rounder, you get a player, and you help boost that interior because I like the interior. I like the Gavon Dexter, who was I was high on since the
man Gavon been hooping, bro.
I've been high on him since they drafted him. I would have, I wished I was there. I would have talked to him and say, man, you know, it's like I was talking to Eddie Jackson last week. I'm like, isn't it a bit the week before last? Isn't it a bit bittersweet that you're turning things around, but it's like almost feels too late? So. You know, that's my take on it. But like I said, this game today is kind of like has left me speechless because I don't have much to say in the realms of you know, of commentary. It may be that I'm ready for Sunday Night Football and I want to relax. It may be that just that's what happens when you win. You know, when you lose, you got so much to talk about.
When we lose, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we gonna give y'all at least 30 moments. I try to give y'all at least 30. You know what I'm saying? You know, try to get you. So I'm going to talk about, let's talk about like, yo, Jaquan Brisker actually did some good things today.
Yep.
Jaquan Brisker, 17 tackles. He forced a fumble. And Jaquan was the dog. And you know what I love about this secondary? Jalen Johnson, pay the man. Wow. Jalen, four picks. You know what I'm saying? Four picks. Should have five or six.
Should have five with a pick six, by the way. But he missed the pick six last week. And Eddie Jackson, my week before last, I talked to him last week about it, and they laughed on it. So yeah,
he had you paid the man. I'm actually starting to buy into Ryan Poles' strategy. This is crazy. I hated the man 2 months ago. I hated him as a general manager, not as a man. He's like a cool dude. I don't know him personally. I'm only met him a couple.
I liked Nagy at the time I've interviewed him. So
yeah, I would have Bill Nagy right now. He's like a cool dude. You just not a good coach, but. I'm starting to believe in Ryan Pace's plan. Look at the guys he got. Jaquan Brisker had a good game. Kyler Gordon has had a great year. Montez Sweat has single-handedly changed this defensive line. And somebody brought this. I think Mikey put this in the group chat, or it might have been Dante. Would you be opposed? Because Khalil Mack is a free agent. To bring Khalil back on a decent deal.
I would absolutely be opposed.
You'd be opposed on a decent deal?
Yes.
Even on a decent deal, you'd be opposed to bringing Khalil back?
Yeah. I don't know. He's having a great year. I think.
Am I just being an emotional Bears fan?
Yeah. He's having a solid year. I think a lot of it came in a chunk game. We had like six sacks.
Yeah, he got six and one. Well, but that's still nine sacks even without, though.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's true. I don't know. He started off very slow this year, started off slow last year. He kind of starts off slow sometimes, but I'm not in the business of signing older vets. I'm in the business. The Bears need to get young, and the Bears.
Well, I heard. You know what's funny? I heard.
Montez Sweat is 27 Jones, years old.
Yeah, he's a young dog. Chris Jones is on their radar.
And Khalil Mack is 5 years old at 32. What are you saying?
Look, dog. I'll give Chris Jones a blank check.
Yeah, now that's something different. That's one thing that now you gotta shove out that money. He's 29, but he's freaking 6'5", 6'6", 310, something ridiculous. You gotta
do also that. I also want to give credit to the Bears, who looked like they weren't gonna play today, but they played. Didn't look like Tyler Skye was gonna play, he played. Didn't look like Vilas was gonna play, he played. They both had a couple decent plays. I just really, really like how this team is coming together. Like, I like how the defense is coming together. They were all over the field. Justin Jones got a sack. Yeah. If you want to know how good, no, Justin Jones got a sack. So I really love what they did today. This was a great win. And I'm telling you, week 18 against, if you want to know a game that will decide Matt Eberflus's fate, if they beat the Packers week 18 and like knock them out the playoffs, you might as well book it. Like, they gonna stay. You know, the Bears haven't beat the Packers in general in 5 years. 2018, when they clinched the NFC North, last time they beat them. You know, they haven't beaten them in Lambeau in 9 years, because this game will be in 2024. So Thanksgiving 2015 was the last time they beat the Packers at Lambeau Field. The Thanksgiving game with Jay Cutler. I forgot who was the secondary. I mean, the corner who got the pick. Porter. I can't remember his last name. His first name, Porter. That was last time. So if they do that, yeah, and they knock them out the playoffs, Eberflus good. And you can sell me on that if you get you an offensive coordinator. But Getsy got to go. So let's wrap up. Let's go on next week, Cleveland. We're going to be in the building. What you feel about Cleveland? Number one defense in the league. Offense is sus, even though Joe Flacco had 3 touchdowns today. Who they play today?
Jags.
The Jags? They beat the Jaguars?
Yes.
That's because they had Trevor Lawrence out there on opium. He shouldn't even been playing.
And the Jags are first place, too. They kind of messed up their
They dropped down to 4. Shout out to Baltimore won on a walk-off punt return, right?
Which just has to hurt.
It has to hurt because Stafford was hooping. Puka Nacua was hooping. And Lamar had a great game. Odell had a great game. That was a good walk-off. But what do you feel next week going into the dog pound? Great defense. Number one defense in the league, but the offense can be had. What do you feel about next week's game?
I would still assume the Browns win. I won't be fooled. I will what did they say? I will not avert my eyes, said in True Detective, to the – wow, Trevor Lawrence threw 3 picks and 3 touchdowns?
Yeah. Nasty. That was Justin Fields. We'd be hearing, get this nigga out of here. Yeah, I'm going to be real. Trevor Lawrence, I'm a Trev guy. Trev is my – I'm a Trev fan. He get away with murder because he got complexion for the protection. Let's just keep it all the way real. If Justin threw that, if Lamar Jackson threw that, it'd be a conversation. We let Sunshine get away with murder.
Yeah, I agree. It's nasty, but I would assume the Browns win. They're fighting for a playoff right now.
They're fighting for their lives. I'll give a full preview. I'm not gonna hold you on Friday, but as of right now, I'll probably take the Browns. I think it's gonna be a nasty game. Like, it's gonna be thinking like a 13-10 game. If Justin plays well against this defense, that should be even more proof that you need to keep to do. This elite defense. Myles Garrett is a monster. But I do feel like the defense is going to make one more play than the Bears defense. But I think it's going to be an ugly, old-school NFL game. But I'm going to give the Browns the edge now, but I might change my opinion Friday night on I'm not going to hold you. So we'll talk about that. But that's all we got for y'all today. If you're listening to this right now on Sunday night, that means you are a Patreon subscriber. And that means we appreciate you. And that means you'll be able to hear I'm not going to hold you overtime twice this week. Actually, all 3, because I do halftime on Wednesdays. We appreciate y'all. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershop Scott, at Flo's Andolini. Follow the Barbershop Network. And good victory Monday. We don't get a lot of these. This is our 5th victory Monday of the year. More than last year. We haven't had these in 2 years. Let's get a couple more of these, man. We up out of here. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yes, sir.